the Boko Raton News, which had a huge article in its pathetic little newspaper, and it was a very, very pathetic and shoddily written article, an article which discussed me in detail, but I had never been interviewed by the reporter by the name of John Johnston. And this was an anti-Gentile article. It was very anti-Jew watch, too. It shows a lot of Jewish arrogance. It starts off with the title Hate Speech and says, Boca anti-Semitic website host tells site owner to take his business elsewhere. That's pretty arrogant because the site owner was terrified by these people. I talked to him on the phone. He said, these people are giving me a lot of trouble here, and you're going to have to move your website from my server. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, I'm getting a denial of service attacks. I said, is it coming from Israel? He says, yes, as a matter of fact, it is coming from Israel. He says, we're getting just tremendous pressure. It's knocking the server offline, and I'm getting all sorts of emails and letters and telephone calls, and we can't get our business done here. In other words, he was being harassed and frightened, and he was being threatened by the reporter from the Boca Raton News calling him saying that we're going to post this in the paper. I guess this is a small enough town, and they told him that 20% of the town was Jewish, and that I guess they let it be known that he really ought to get me off of his server. Now, in my opinion, this is a violation of my civil rights as an American citizen to express myself utilizing my freedom of speech and my freedom of press by having Jew Watch, whereby I have a library of archive materials under the fair use provision of the copyright law, which is Title 17, Section 107, that says that you can discuss an archive and do anything you want with materials as long as it's for scholarly research and educational purposes, which is what Jew Watch is all about. If I were to do the same thing that the Boko Raton News did to me, as well as the Jews, and the ADL that's quoted in here constantly, I would be arrested for violating civil rights. And I think these people need to be arrested for a conspiracy against the civil rights of every reader and every researcher on Jew Watch. They're trying to violate your civil rights and shut this website down. Let me read some of the article here. As a reaction to the then Soviet Union's launch of Sputnik in 1957, the Internet was born in about 1958. In 1970, he says, there were a mere 1,000 Jews living in Boca Raton, but by 1984, there were 33,700. And by 1999, there were 69,000. New demographic results to be published this week show 1 in 5 Palm Beach County residents are in fact Jewish. Now, I'd like to know what that has to do with the price of anything. Aren't we all supposed to be equal? Aren't we not supposed to look at somebody's religion or ethnic background? Well, here this man is looking at these Jews and saying, well, they represent 1 in 5 or 20% of Palm Beach. They're Jewish. Boca Raton and Del Rey boast the oldest Jewish population in the nation, 69% or 65 and over. And Boca Raton itself has about 5,000 Jewish teenagers. So it's ironic that an anti-Semitic website, JewWatch.com, would find a host in Boca Raton, but it did. Now you see how this is being set up here. Here you have this large 20% Jewish population, and then Boca Raton has become a host for Jew Watch, which is anti-Semitic. Well, I suppose that the Jews are anti-Christian. They don't go to Christian churches. They don't respect Christianity. They want to not have Merry Christmas in the shopping centers anymore. And their newspapers are continually trying to take Christianity out of the country. So I don't see where they're coming from here. If they're anti-Christian and Jew Watch is anti-Semitic, doesn't it make kind of an equal there? He says, it's further ironic that Palm Beach County is also the home of well-known white supremacist, racist, and anti-Semite Don Black in West Palm Beach. Based on Black's website, Stormfront.org, he's a staunch supporter of JewWatch.com. Well, what business is that of the Palm Beach newspapers? I mean, here we are, going about our business peacefully, informing people in America, which in the Bill of Rights, we're guaranteed freedom of speech, freedom of the press. What right does this newspaper have to threaten us? And that's what he's doing here. And we'll get to that later again. He's threatening us. He's saying, well, we got 20% are Jewish here, and you guys are living here, or you've got your website here. Like, we're not welcome. Maybe you're not welcome. Maybe because of your behavior now in terms of getting rid of Jew Watch, maybe you're not welcome in my house. And I don't know if you're Jewish or not, but you sure are playing up to these people. And what you're saying is that, well, I'm going to side with one religious element in the society, and I'm going to go against the other one that I think is anti-Semitic, when in fact, when you go to the front page of my website, it says we are not a hate site. We are a scholarly website, and that's what we are, and I'll stick by that. An additional irony, he says, and a separate part of this story, is that if you type the word Jew into Google, the world's best-known search engine, the just-noted JewWatch.com, shows up at the very top of the search results. And then he goes through some little stinking thing about Google, you know, and he goes through this Google thing and the algorithm that we've heard about before. And then the usual suspect, Finkelstein, comes forward, who is a nothing. He's an absolutely nothing, and I don't know why people ever quote him. He's just a little Jewish person who can't stand the fact that Jewish history is covered by Jew Watch, and it's the parts of the history that they don't want you to know about. Now, they don't mind talking about the Germans supposedly killing and gassing 6 million Jews, which is what they claimed happened. But for Jew Watch to be there and show that these Jews murdered the Tsar and his innocent little daughters in a basement at Erkattenburg, that the Jews murdered 65 million white Christian innocent people in Russia from 1920 to 1940. He doesn't like that. He just doesn't like that. And he says about Google, now get this low-life thing that he says. Finkelstein says, Google has a history of near stonewalling and a well-known culture of secrecy. He says, unlike the American Civil Liberties Union and its offensive Nazis, Finkelstein says, my views are roughly that it is unreasonable to demand Google to remove sites for being offensive, even extremely so. That would be a bottomless tar pit. However, he says, maybe they could change their rules so the Jew Watch won't be at the top. He says their algorithms have some deep issues that are worth examining and documenting these problems as part of that process. In other words, well, if it represents Jew and it's too negative, the algorithm should be able to figure that out and then put it at the bottom of the list so that nobody can find it when they search it. This is the unfairness of the Jewish worldview coming forward here. And Mr. Finkelstein, I find your opinions unnerving and disgusting, but I find them right in line with the Jewish supremacist views that I've seen all of my life, and which prompted me to go about my business without even bothering with little people like you who are of no note whatsoever. So why don't you go sit in the corner and lick your wrist and shut up, because you're a minority, and Mr. Finkelstein, you need to act like a minority. You're 2%. And you shouldn't be at the front of this newspaper right now talking about me or anybody else that's not Jewish, because you are of a very small minority. And we, as the majority, should not even listen to you, because you're only 2%. You're nothing. You're a speck in the universe where we live. So be quiet. And don't tell me to be quiet, because I'm the majority. Now, Mr. Johnson, the author, continues. He says, on the homepage of JewWatch.com, it claims to be an educational archive. It goes on to say, however, that it's keeping a close watch on Jewish communities, organizations, monopoly, banking, and media control worldwide. As though that would make it not an educational archive. Because he used that little word, however. The homepage, he says, contains categories such as Jewish, Zionist, Soviet, anti-American spies. Well, let's see. We got Rosenberg, we got Sobel, we got Fuchs, we got Pollard. You have a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that. The homepage contains categories such as spies and Jewish communist rulers and killers. Well, let's see. How about Lenin? He was Yiddish. When a Jewish lady in St. Petersburg shot him, he said, oh, we have to have revenge on this, and we'll get that by not killing Jews, but we'll go and we'll kill the right-wing Christian militia, even though he was shot by a Jewish person who was a socialist. We'll just go kill Christians. How about some more communist rulers and killers who were Jewish? How about Stalin? They always say he's not Jewish, but as a matter of fact, he was Jewish. His real name was not Joseph Stalin, it was Dshevli, which means little Jewison. Does that sound Jewish? He married three Jewish women. Does that sound Jewish? All of his kids were Jewish because all his wives were Jewish. Why? Because all the communists were Jewish. That's why. Leon Trotsky, David Bronstein of New York is who he was. He took $35 million over to Russia, which he got from Jacob Schiff, who headed a huge Rothschild bank here, and started the Red Revolution so that he could himself, as the head of the Red Commissars and the Red Army, could murder these people. And when he was finally kicked out, guess what? Stalin marries General Lazar Kaganovich's sister. Lazar Kaganovich was a Jew. He was a general, and he murdered millions and millions of people in the Ukraine. So, the homepage does contain categories such as Jewish communist rulers and killers. Do you have a problem with that? The first president of Russia was Sverdlov. He was Jewish. They were almost all Jewish, sir. And how dare you criticize Jew Watch as anti-Semitic for telling the truth? Now, if we lied about it, it would be different, but we didn't. We told the truth. Jewish terrorists. Well, how about Menachem Begin? Menachem Begin. How about Ariel Sharon, who killed 2,000 people up there in Lebanon? Menachem Begin blew up the King David Hotel. How about that, huh? Is that not a Jewish terrorist? I think that's a Jewish terrorist. He also cut people's guts open while they were alive and pulled out fetuses from pregnant women at Deir Yassin in order to terrify the Arabs. Isn't that terrorism when you want to terrify somebody? He let most of them go so they could tell everybody what they did, so that a few weeks later when the revolution started, when the UN pulled out, they ran. But when they came back to get to their houses when the war was over, the Jews had guards there, and they said, no, we're stealing everything you ever owned. Your town, your schools, your graves, your roads, your house, everything. Because the Jews were terrorists, that's why. Jewish terrorists. Israel is a Jewish terrorist nation. It is unarguably a site devoted to anti-Semitic hate speech, Finkelstein said. However, such material, though repulsive, is completely protected under the United States Constitution First Amendment, though other countries may consider it illegal. The problem, Finkelstein said, is that this objectionable site was the first result in a Google search for the word Jew caused by the constant Google bombing. Well, there is no Google bombing, Mr. Finkelstein, and I ought to sue you for that. Because I never bombed at all. In fact, I didn't even change Jew Watch, Mr. Finkelstein, from the moment I finished it. And it was years later that Google even started, and I hadn't changed it for 4 or 5 years, and Google looked at it. They said, there is no Google bombing here at all. The man wrote it before and put it together before we even started. It's been fully investigated, so quit lying about it, Finkelstein. And why don't you tell the truth, Finkelstein? It was at Wikipedia that started this, along with you, and they actually went out and told Jews how to Google bomb Wikipedia to make it number one. So if there's any Google bombing going on here, and it was admitted, Wikipedia is the one that did it. They asked the Jews, every time you have a website or a blog, mention Wikipedia for Jew, and you even gave them the little HTML code to put in there to do it. So you, Mr. Finkelstein, need to sit in the corner and shut up before you embarrass yourself some more. So, this dastardly reporter says, what does Boca-based host of this site, HostGator.com, say about JewWatch.com? I don't know this man who started HostGator. All I did was go to a website. I paid my money. I got my site. 6 months or so later, these guys terrify this man. The reporter says that HostGator began in Boca Raton in 2002 and now has more than 200,000 clients. and it uses a Dallas-based firm, The Planet, as its server and connectivity provider. Did I hear a threat there that somebody might call The Planet, the provider for this man, get him to lose his business? Did I hear that? I don't know if I heard that or not. It uses a Dallas-based firm, The Planet. I mean, letting him know that you know that, that's kind of scary if you own a business. And these guys have your 200,000 clients on their boards. HostGator's initial response to a December 30th letter of complaint about GeoWatch, and a quote from GeoWatch itself, is that GeoWatch is a not-for-profit library for private study, scholarship, or research. This is not a hate site. This is a scholarly research archive of articles. That was its original response, and it's the truth. Anti-Defamation League ADL Southern Area Director Art Teitelbaum told the BoCo News, quote, "That's about as far from reality as one can get," unquote. Well, Mr. Teitelbaum, I challenge you to debate anywhere, about what's in GeoWatch that's hateful. I can show you a lot of stuff in the ADL website that's hateful, and I can also show you your sordid past at the ADL, how you started as a group in order to try to get a known rapist of Mary Fagan in Atlanta, Georgia, out of jail after he had been sentenced to hanging for raping and murdering that girl at his pencil factory. And eventually you bought off the governor of Georgia, but the people of Georgia wouldn't put up with it, and they went out and hanged him anyway. So, Mr. Teitelbaum, you never told the Boca Raton News of that, did you? Mr. Teitelbaum goes on, GeoWatch is a model of hate, a megaphone for anti-Semitism. Really, is it anti-Semitic to quote the New York Times? Is it anti-Semitic to quote the Jerusalem Post or to utilize it in a fair use archive for scholars? Is that anti-Semitic? Then you better call those newspapers and tell them that they're anti-Semitic, and instead of shutting me down, Mr. Teitelbaum, maybe you should shut these Jewish newspapers down that write the articles that are archived for scholarly review. These things that talk about some of the horrors in the Jewish state. The mafia people down there in Israel, the white slavery in Israel. They write these stories, I don't. I'm just a librarian. This is just a little clipping file cabinet for people coming to my library and look at them. But here you say, GeoWatch is a model of hate, a megaphone for anti-Semitism, and is run by what the Attorney General of Missouri considers, among other things, a scam artist who's accused of having concocted post-Katrina websites designed to attract and reportedly misdirect innocent contributions by persons attempting to help those who suffered from the storm. Well, isn't that cute? Yes, the Attorney General of Missouri did accuse me of doing that. The Attorney General is a race panderer who was evidently approached by some Jewish people after I opened some Katrina sites. And he had this outrageous news conference. He had a Jew on his left and a Negro on his right. And then he called out this scholar, this European scholar by the name of Frank Weltner by name, and said that these sites that were put up there to raise funds for Katrina, but really the funds were going to racist organizations. And one of the organizations that you showed in a picture was National Vanguard. And there was a little ad there that says, you know, give money for Katrina for white people. And I don't have anything to do with National Vanguard, Mr. Teitelbaum. I know some of the people in it, but I don't have any arrangement with them. And you didn't have any proof, so you haven't done anything about it. And you better not, because I'll sue you for slander. And you have slandered me, and I may still sue you for slander. Because what you said about me was extremely awful, and there's no proof of it. I can prove there's no proof of it, and I can prove that you had no proof of it. And your slander was nothing but libel that came off of your head, and you probably got it from these Jewish people who used you like a little political puppet that you are. So there was nothing to that. But Teitelbaum, he doesn't care, he'll use that. But there was an awful lot to the Leo Frank story and the rape of Mary Fagan, wasn't there, Mr. Teitelbaum? There was also a lot to your connections as the ADL to the Jewish Mafia. How you're real close with the Bronfman family, of the Seagram 7 Mafia family, Bronfman's? Oh, yeah. And Meyer Lansky gave you a lot of money, didn't he? And isn't Jack Abramoff a member of the ADL? Mr. Teitelbaum, you know, a good person like you shouldn't be associated with an organization like that, should you? He says that Hostgator wasn't initially aware of Jew Watch. He said that Jew Watch is designed to fool those who reach it by appearing to be another straightforward web directory, and at first glance it might be thought to be benign until one scratches the surface and finds that it is a platform for anti-Jewish rhetoric and conspiracy theories. I don't see any rhetoric in Jew Watch. Why don't you find me some of that rhetoric, Mr. Teitelbaum? There might be some quoted rhetoric, but I don't think I wrote any rhetoric. Well, isn't this what you're doing is rhetoric here? Isn't the quote, Hostgator wasn't initially aware of Jew Watch, but Jew Watch is designed to fool those? Isn't that rhetoric designed to fool those? How can I be fooling somebody if I'm putting in newspaper articles for research based on facts that mostly Jewish reporters came up with in Israel and New York? Now Hostgator is aware, Teitelbaum said. And it's completely in their discretion to decide whether they want to be a party to advancing these hateful objectives. You are such a twister of words, Mr. Teitelbaum. These hateful objectives. What hateful objectives? Where's my hateful objective? A library of factual information prepared mostly by Jews. And you're calling that anti-Semitic? When contacted by the Boca News, Hostgator President Brent Oxley said, with more than 200,000 clients, he was not personally aware of JewWatch.com until recently. Quote, we operate an honorable business. As soon as we were legally able to do so, we advised the site owner to take his business elsewhere, he said. Well, Mr. Oxley, I don't think that what you did was legal. I think that you conspired with whoever was frightening you to violate my civil rights. I think you violated the civil rights of all of my readers and visitors, because we have a right to freedom of press, sir, and freedom of speech. So what did you mean as soon as you were legally able to do so? You persecuted my company because of my beliefs, because of my ideas, because of my press. What you did to me by shutting down my press that was on your server, sir, would be like me going to the New York Times saying, I don't like your pro-Zionist stuff, if I were that way. I'm therefore going to browbeat the electric company, the gas company, and the newspaper companies of this world that provide newsprint, and the ink companies, and the companies that make the presses, and tell them, if you sell them any more paper or electricity, we're going to ruin you. We don't like what you print at the New York Times, so we're going to ruin you. We're going to take down your press. We're going to make you move your press to another state. That's what you've done here. That's what the people have done who frightened you into doing this. Now, I don't blame you because you were scared. I know you were scared. I talked to you on the phone. But these people that you're working with and that talk to you are people of hate, sir. They run a hate industry. That's what the ADL is, the Anti-Defamation League, which has been successfully sued for $10.5 million for defamation, is a hate industry. It purports to know who hates what and to go out and call people haters. But the people who use the word hate the most are the people who hate the most. And I accuse the ADL of hating the most. That's their business. They're in the hate business. They come around with a little rusty tin can and beg for money. Oh, and they've got a lot of, I think they make about 40 to 60 million a year. And I think Abe Foxman, I read, what is he, is he make, is it 700,000? I forget. It's a lot of money. It's way up there. In 1955, the author says, West Palm Beach resident Don Black, now 51, created what is believed to be the Internet's first hate site, Stormfront. Black says Stormfront is a resource for those courageous men and women fighting to preserve the white Western culture, ideals, and freedom of speech and association. A forum for planning strategies and forming political and social groups to ensure victory. Now, in opposition to that, the ADL says, since its creation, Stormfront has served as a veritable supermarket of online hate, stocking its shelves with many forms of anti-Semitism and racism. Well, what do you expect from the ADL? They're hopeless. They're hopeless. And, you know, they're in a bond of evil in terms of white people, always attacking white groups. They've attacked Germany. They've attacked Switzerland. They've attacked just about everybody. They attack Christianity. I mean, you talk about a hate group, the ADL is it. It is. It is. I consider them Satan's spawn in terms of what they do. They poison everything they touch. They're in the poisoning business. Richard Nixon said something years ago, and they said, oh, you're an anti-Semite. That's the poisoning business. You poison people's minds with this type of talk. It's this kind of dangerous talk that the ADL has. It makes them so dangerous because they could start a civil war with the type of language they use. You know, you keep poisoning people's mind, and eventually, it's just not a good thing. It's very unethical. And then they quote me from JewWatch.com in 2004 saying, it was in a Stormfront.org forum, please, this is an honorable thing to do. It takes little effort, but with all the support of Stormfront and its friends, we can do this to help spread the truth. The Jews have the power of the media, so we need to take it back from them and defeat them. Out of 3.7 million pages that come up from typing the word Jew into Google, JewWatch used to be the number one. Let's take it back. Well, I didn't write that. In fact, you didn't say I wrote it. You said that an Atlanta, Georgia member named Kelly did it. And then you say, apparently that's happened because at press time, typing the single word Jew into the Google search box continues to result in JewWatch being the number one result. Oh, so that must be the reason. Well, sir, let me tell you something. If they even did that, it wouldn't make any difference because Wikipedia has probably 90 to 100 Google bombs going off all the time. So if they put a few up there, it would only equal the situation. JewWatch reached number one on Google, honestly. We didn't plan anything. We were there before Google, and we didn't change it until after it became number one. So we didn't even know what Google was going to do. It was honest. But Wikipedia wasn't honest, and Finkelstein isn't honest, and you're not honest because you haven't checked your facts. You say Frank Weltner runs JewWatch based in Herndon, Virginia. He says JewWatch.com is a scholarly site. Well, you didn't interview me. What do you mean I said that? I do say it, but you didn't interview me. And you say I'm based in Herndon, Virginia. And I've never been to Herndon, Virginia, sir. You're a reporter. Don't you check your facts? His critics point to Weltner's own words in contradiction of the scholarly site assertion. Weltner has said, according to Wikipedia, quote, tolerance is a medical term which describes how America has been systematically and purposely poisoned by its government, forcing its citizens to live side by side with hostile races, cultures, attitudes, and religions. Well, isn't that true, sir? Isn't tolerance a medical term which means that you can tolerate a certain amount of poison? And isn't tolerance in America a description of how America has been systematically and purposely poisoning its people by forcing them to live side by side with hostile races, cultures, attitudes, and religions? Isn't that what's wrong? Don't we see hate in the paper all the time? Isn't that what happens? Now, which came first? These foreign races, cultures, and attitudes, or the hate? That causes friction, so you're going to create hate when you do that. Sir, that's so obvious. It is so obvious. I mean, if there was ever a truth, when you put people together that aren't alike, you're going to have trouble. These are people, you quote me as saying, these are people who constantly hate, argue, vote against, and otherwise pick on the majority and work against its interests. And yes, that is exactly what the minorities do. They hate, argue, vote against, and pick on the majority and work against its interests. That is why majorities should remove all minorities from their midst, for in this way only comes peace and quiet for everyone, unquote. And that's exactly what I said, and I stick by it. What does that have to do with hate? Hate is the presence of these people in our face, constantly biting our backs, so that we tolerate them, and when they bite our backs in government and try to pass laws against us, They are being intolerant to us. We are the tolerant ones. They are the intolerant ones. Why do you call me the hater? I'm just trying to make things the way they're supposed to be. No rational country would ever allow foreigners to come and live inside their shores, especially during terrorism, to allow Arabs to come in. No one. I mean, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Weltner received an MA in English in 1969 from the University of Missouri, Columbia. He also has 18-plus hours in library science and is certified as a teacher for life by the Department of Education, State of Missouri. Oh, that's scary, isn't it? Ooh, certified as a teacher for life. Oh, yeah. According to Wikipedia, Weltner is a racial separatist who believes that all races should live in their own nations free from all other races. That's true. I do believe that. I believe all races should live in their own nations free from all other races. That shows respect, sir, for other races. Do you think it's right to take Africans and move them into, let's say, Japan? We've got 40 million Africans here. Send them to Japan. Would that be right? Wouldn't that kind of mess Japan up? Have you ever seen a country that was successful that says, what we need is 80 million Mexicans? That'll make everything right. Now, you know that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to make things right. Mexico's an unsuccessful country with a lot of problems. You bring those problem people in, you're going to have a lot of problems. I don't really dislike Mexicans. But I'm an American. I believe that this is for us, and they have their own country. Why don't they stay there? Is that hateful? I respect their country. I expect their right to have a Mexican culture. But I want them to respect mine. Is that a problem? The ADL is also aware of Weltner. On its website, the ADL says, Jew Watch organizes its anti-Semitic materials, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it before. The ADL says Weltner presents accusations that Jews were behind the terrors caused by Russia's communist regime in a website linked to a page called Jews, Communism, and the Job of Killing Off the USSR's Christians. And they were in charge of it. What's up there are articles for major newspapers. In fact, recently, one of the writers for the New York Times, who in 1933, I believe that was a year, give or take a year, he won the Pulitzer Prize for reporting on Stalin's Russia. And lately, there was a movement started at Columbia University, which is the big journalism school of America, except that I shouldn't say that. I went to the University of Missouri. They're always saying that the University of Missouri is the premier journalism school. But anyway, they say that Columbia is. And Columbia University wanted his Pulitzer Prize taken away because he didn't tell people that Stalin was killing millions and millions of people in the Ukraine and elsewhere. So yeah, Jews, Communism, and the Job of Killing Off the USSR's Christians is a very true and a very important area in Jew Watch, and I'll stand by it. And I'll stand by everything in Jew Watch. It's all truthful. The ADL says, Jewish genocide today, yesterday, on the website, describes an alleged Jewish plan to deport non-Jews from the U.S. in 1946. The ADL said, adding that the site also contains Adolf Hitler's writings and Father Coughlin, who were anti-Semitic, his radio broadcasts, and the text of Henry Ford's bigoted international Jew. Well, yeah, ADL, it does have Adolf Hitler's writings. It does have Mein Kampf. It does have Charles Coughlin's anti-Semitic radio broadcasts. And it does have the text of Henry Ford's bigoted international Jew. And it also has Protocols of Zion. And you know what, sir? I'll tell you who else has it. I think there's 8 copies of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and all these other things that are in Jew Watch that you just talked about at Harvard. And yet, you know, Harvard is about 40% Jewish. And the administration and some of the professorships in certain areas are 60% Jewish. So I guess all those Jews at Harvard are anti-Semitic. And the same thing with all the Jews that run Yale, Columbia, Princeton. Oh, yeah, you know, they have these books, so they're anti-Semitic just like Jew Watch, aren't they, ADL? You bunch of liars. Your arguments are so juvenile. If there was a non-Jewish press to criticize you, you'd be out of business in no time. And the only reason you get quoted, ADL, is that your Jewish friends own these newspapers. The larger issue, according to ADL's Teitelbaum, is the use that haters and bigots of all stripes have made of the internet. They've taken a high-tech, low-cost, valuable medium and perverted it to advance the ideas of hate, divisiveness, and a variety of bigotries. No, sir. That's what the Jews have done. They've taken a high-tech, low-cost, valuable medium like television and perverted it to advance their ideas of hate, divisiveness, and a variety of bigotries. For instance, in MTV, the Jewish owner of that, by the name of Murray Rothstein, who calls himself Sumner Redstone now, but his mother called him Murray Rothstein, he constantly runs rap on MTV, and he does it despite the fact that it's very bigoted against women. They call them bitches. They call themselves niggas. He runs that. So he's taken this high-tech, low-cost, valuable medium of cable and perverted it to advance his ideas of hate, divisiveness, and a variety of bigotries. I haven't done that. Your little Jewish friend there, Murray Rothstein, did that. He's also had some really disgusting programs. Like, I remember this one year, he had this show down at Florida for the college kids that were on their spring break. And all the white girls were dancing and necking with the blacks and Hispanics, and the white guys were drinking beer, and they didn't have any girls around them, and they were applauding this. That's your idea of a good show, isn't it? Because that also is perversion to advance the idea of hate, divisiveness, and a variety of bigotries. Bigotry against white people, which evidently Jews don't like. Weltner is clearly a callous, calculating neo-Nazi who combines old-school hateful ideas with modern technology. The internet has been a boon for bigots, he said. No, it's been a boon for bigots who are Zionists, sir, who sit and tell white people that they're vile and they ought to marry blacks and Hispanics and everybody else. But you bigots, you Jewish bigots, sir, you use the same internet on your Jewish papers to tell your Jewish people not to ever marry a Negro, not to ever marry a Christian, but to only marry Jews. You're the ones that have perverted the internet to advance the ideas of Jewish hate, Jewish divisiveness, and a variety of Jewish bigotry, sir. You do it all the time. You've got hundreds of sites, and I've got one, and you pick on me. And you call me a neo-Nazi. I never had anything to do with Nazis. I know you didn't have anything to do with communists either, sir, but did you know that you're a neo-Bolshevik because your relatives were the Bolsheviks of Russia who killed 65 million Christians? You know that, Mr. Teitelbaum? You're Jewish, aren't you? Soviet Union was run by Jews. And people say, well, how could a little cadre of Jews do that? Because you only have a few people up in the White House, don't you? Just, you know, 10 or 12 for the different cabinets, maybe 20, running the whole country. It's a pyramid system, sir. Yes. You ran the Soviet Union, and you had to kill every white man who stuck his head up and keep killing them and killing them and killing them. Since there were so few of you, every time somebody rose up and you could see them, you killed them. And what do we learn from all of this, Teitelbaum asked. Well, Mr. Teitelbaum, if you ask me, what we learn from this is that you are a bigot, you're a liar, you are a spinner of information, and you are deceptive. Because everything you've said about me pertains to your people. Your people have taken this high-tech, low-cost, valuable medium of television, cable, and internet, and you have perverted it to advance your Jewish ideas and Zionist ideas of hate. And look at the hate that you use against these Arabs. What's the word you use? Islamofascist? And you call me a hater? Hide your face. Hide your face. Go with your tail between your legs, you sorry creature. There is a constituency of hate in America, a subculture, Teitelbaum said, and one exploited by individuals like Weltner and Don Black, whose ideologies reject the very notion of living harmoniously. Mr. Teitelbaum, you're the one that doesn't want to live harmoniously. You can't wait for somebody to kick over a menorah so that you can come flying into that town, stir everybody up, get leaders to meet and to wring their hands, and to talk about what a terrible thing they are in their city that they allowed this to happen. You talk about rejecting the very notion of living harmoniously. They spit in the face of the founders of this great country and all that makes America a great nation. No, we don't. You do. You do, Mr. Teitelbaum, and your Jewish ADL, and all the Jews you wrote in on. who did everything they could to destroy the white people in this country. Jews like Jacob Javits, Manuel Seller, and Frank Lautenberg, three Jewish senators who formed these anti-white hate laws known as the Immigration Acts of 1965, 1985, that make it practically impossible for white people to come to their own country here. You have to be non-white. If you're white, you got to be a Jew from Russia. And you can't stay here if you were ever a camp guard in Germany. But if you were a gulag guard in Russia, you can come over here and we'll give you extra special money, won't we? Yes, we will. Even though you killed millions of white people over there. You are the hater, Mr. Teitelbaum. You are. You and the ADL. The ACLU that doesn't want people to celebrate their religion. You are the great haters of this world. You are the MTV people who think that it's okay for white girls to marry black girls, but it's not okay for Jewish girls to marry black boys, according to your own Jewish religion. You know, you got your head screwed on backwards, Mr. Teitelbaum. If you want to find hate, I suggest that you rip open your chest and look inside your heart.